And here on KBRB, we are joined in studio by Ainsworth Community Schools Superintendent Dale Hafer, and he's bailing me out because I couldn't be in two places at once for a report on the school board meeting from Monday night, as a care center meeting that I was attending ran a little long, so kept me from being able to make the school board meeting. So appreciate you coming in and helping me kind of fill in some of the blanks for missing that meeting.
Yeah, no problem at all. I know this time of year what it's like to to have to be in multiple places at one time.
Yeah, so my clone isn't quite finished yet. It's still finishing cooking in the back room be able to get myself to two places at once.
There you go. Yep, no problem. Glad to do it.
Yeah, so board meeting on Monday night and some roofing issues or some roofing questions that you guys looked at last night.
Yeah, we had a number of things on the agenda last night, but probably one of the main things that we addressed and looked at was we had tabled some seam restoration work for the elementary roof from the April meeting, and we got a second opinion and an additional bid on that, and ended up being $13,000 less, and with a couple other advantages to the company we ended up going with, which is an offshoot to the to Guarantee Roofing. And so we approved it's about a $64,000 project for that elementary roof to repair all the seams up there. There's the roof's about 15 years old, and it's one of those deals where on some of those types of roof systems, you'll start to see seam deterioration, and the rest of the roof is not in terrible condition. And so what we're trying to do is avoid, having to, right now replace the whole thing, which is a $400,000 to $500,000 project. And that allows us to continue our course and strategic plan instead of having to, really basically ask for, considerably more taxes to accomplish it. We can do it with our typical planning of moving funds to depreciation that are already in the budget. And so that's where this will come from. This $64,000 of work will be depreciation funds. It's got a 5-year guarantee.
Right. That's what I was going to say. Talking at the previous meeting, it was you'd extended at least 5 years with that current roof system by repairing the seams,
right,
and potentially could get even more out of it than that, but guaranteed 5 more years.
Right. And that's what we're hoping. And so that gives us time. We honestly have the funds in our depreciation fund, but the hard part would be is if we would deplete those down. Then if we would have a boiler issue, or we have a bus go down, or we have something like that, we have some funds aside there so that we're not having to just automatically bump the levy in the general fund to make things up. We've got some plans for these things. So that'll be good. That work will happen this summer. And then also, within our planning for the roof sections, there are several sections of roofing up there. And our Area 10, which is the section between the gym and the old 1922 building, that one is also in need of repair. And is it needed right this moment? No. But we do know that, within the next probably 3 years, it's coming. And so Matt Fisher, who is the representative from Guarantee Roofing that we've worked with, they are experiencing in the industry right now a minimum of 7 to 10% increase per month. It was starting to slow down, and then with the situation in Ukraine and some other things going on, it hasn't slowed down. And so what they're doing, they have a big facility, big warehouse, since we're their customer and we use them for other things, they did our gym roof, they were willing to give the board a proposal right now and lock that price in, but we won't do that project till next summer of 2023. So that was an $88,000 project. That's that section of roof. And then there's two little mechanical rooms that come off of the gym, and those need to be replaced as well. And so that'll be locked in. It's about 7,000 square foot of roofing. And, you know, it the nice thing is, and like the board felt last night too, we can't lose by doing that. We know we have to do it. We know we need to get it out of the way before this big one comes along, you know, maybe 5 years, maybe whatever. But what we want to avoid is having several sections at once that requires us to, you know, either finance more money or whatever. So we're trying to plan ahead.
Well, and with the way prices are going, you lock that in now for next summer. That really takes a lot of the variable away, first of all, and potentially saves you, you know, 15-20% on what that project could cost next year if you waited.
Exactly. And I think prices will, Matt's goal for us is, you know, we get out, he feels in the industry and with his, you know, main suppliers they use across the U.S., they get 3 years down the road, they think this will begin to settle back down. But my feeling is it'll probably stop, but I doubt it really goes down
right.
much.
I was just going to say, do you ever really see prices go back down after they go up?
So we got that locked in, which is good. And then that allows us, you know, to have specific conversation with priorities in mind this summer, you know, with our budgeting and what we do with that depreciation fund, et cetera. And so we're excited about that. So it should be good.
Yeah. Well, handled what you do annually about this time, and that's your contract with ESU 17 for different things for the upcoming year. Of course, they handle special education services for the school as well as some nursing.
Correct. Yeah, we really value our partnership with ESU 17, and you know, we on an annual basis we do it's typical contract you know, agreements that school districts do with ESUs across Nebraska, but we have a special education services contract, and then we also have a contract for nursing, and you know those. Nothing too out of the ordinary. Those were, you know, each one of those saw about a 4% or so increase from last year, which if you think about it with how things are and the cost of, you know, how some wages have gone up and other costs, et cetera, that's not as big of an increase as honestly it could have been. And so Geraldine does a great job working with us to help budget those things. And those numbers, you know, it's about a $612,000 SPED contract and about $28,000 and change in addition for regular education nursing. But those are budget numbers, you know, so that we know what to budget. And we rarely go over that. You know, the ESU does a great job working with us to, you know, when we're getting charged by them, we're always working together to find ways to, you know, maximize those things and minimize our costs. And so they're a good partner. So glad we got that done.
Yeah. Well, and then I see also hit the breakfast and lunch prices for 2022 and 23. No. The last couple of years, basically, lunches have been free for all students based on a USDA program.
Correct. Yeah, with the pandemic and COVID-19, you know, we saw free lunch and breakfast for, you know, any students who participated. And we also had, you know, the meal programs in the summertime. That will continue through, you know, the 30th of June. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, what we know at the current time is then that ends and we're back to the normal situation. There is the possibility that there could be more federal assistance for schools in terms of providing meals, but we still need to approve lunch and breakfast prices. We did it last year, even though it was free, in the event the funding disappears. And so we saw about a 15-cent increase in breakfast prices, and that's because breakfast hasn't gone up much, you know, in the last couple of years.
And go buy a dozen eggs right now.
Yeah, right. And then we saw about, you know, 5 to 10 cents on the regular meals, whether it's, you know, students or adults. How that works is, you know, the board doesn't necessarily say, well, we think we ought to just go a nickel or go 10 cents. I mean, they do have say, but what there is an actual calculation tool that Nutrition Services provides and uses at NDE that looks at your total nutrition fund, what your prices were, how many meals you've served, what you intend to do the next year, and then there's a calculation on the reason for the increases are it's about charging an equitable price, but you do still have to charge an appropriate amount in order to be eligible for the federal reimbursement. So the increases are all tied to so that you get reimbursed as a school district. And between that and then our relationship with Lunchtime Solutions, it works quite well. You know, our lunch fund, you know, runs positive. You know, we don't have to support it in terms of with the general fund. That's not necessarily that common for school districts. A lot of school districts, you know, budget, you know, several thousand dollars it could be 50 to 60 plus thousand a year for a district like us to supplement their lunch fund through the general fund. But we don't have to. That's one of the benefits of using Lunchtime Solutions.
Right. So got that taken care of. And then I see one of the last action items had a staff member resign to move on to another opportunity.
Right. Yeah. Danielle Severin is leaving us. You know, we hate to see her go. She was teaching math for us this year. You know, has a young family, just had another baby, and I'm jealous because the baby has more hair than I do. No, but we're super happy for her. You know, we hate to see her go, but she's heading over to Rock County, and that's where she lives. And I get it with young families and the daycare situation, et cetera. And so we accepted her resignation last night, and then we're currently looking for we're advertising, you know, to fill that position and figure out how we're going to do that.
Yeah, so, kind of, you know, just pretty late in the process to try to get a new staff member in, as a lot of them have jobs locked in already.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, our board policy, you know, that this all happened, you know, before we were all notified, well before the 1st of May. And that's mm-hmm. kind of our board is our board policy in terms of a staff member being able to, you know, get mm-hmm. out of their contract, you know, without, you know, if it would happen like right now, you know, we would still want to work with somebody if we could. You know, things happen, life happens, but now it boils down to you couldn't go unless you had a suitable replacement found. And that could be tough in today's situation with teachers, especially math, language arts, sped, etc. But we're working on that. We do have some options, and I know Mr. Dyke's working hard on that to, you know, kind of get things squared away, and you know, we'll be able to move forward with that honestly within a week or so here. So we're not too worried about it.
Yeah, well, appreciate your time on going through and helping me out since I couldn't be there with pen in hand to take notes at last night's meeting. So appreciate you helping me kind of fill in the blanks and letting folks know what happened.
You bet. No problem. Anytime.
You bet. That is Superintendent Dale Hafer here on KBRB from Ainsworth Community Schools reporting on Monday's board meeting, the Board of Education that met and took some action. So appreciate Mr. Hafer for coming in and getting us filled in.